And this is Tate Servance coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Good morning, everybody. And this news update's brought to you by Popham Flooring, across from McLaren Thumb Region and Bad Axe, for everything you need for the home, including hardwood, ceramic tile, vinyl, and laminate flooring. Visit Popham Flooring just west of Bad Axe. The Huron County Commissioners will meet at 9 a.m. on Tuesday, August 25th, inside of the county building in Bad Axe. According to the preliminary agenda, commissioners will review a deficit elimination plan for the land bank to be submitted to the Michigan Department of Treasury, the park fees for 2027, and some new hires and or employment changes. There is also expected to be a closed session during the meeting. You can attend the meeting virtually using Zoom, and you can also attend by phone use at 1-305-224-1968. The meeting information is in our article on thumbnet.net. And at the August 17th City Council meeting, representatives from Andy Campbell Benzinski and Company discussed potential financing for a project at South Silverman Street. Councilman David Rapson said the city would have funds available for a proposed bond payment, while Councilman Nicholas Rochefort suggested exploring possible state grant funding. No final financing action was recorded. Council also discussed vacant and deteriorating commercial properties, including the possibility of blight programs to help improve buildings. Motorized bicycles and e-bikes were another concern. Police Chief Weber said riders must follow bicycle traffic laws, while council members suggested additional public education and potentially pursuing funding for an e-bike path. The council also approved more than $232,000 in bills. Lake Township officials are putting a proposed recreational camping ordinance on hold following continued opposition from residents. The township board voted unanimously on August 20th to table the proposal while officials review the regulations and concerns raised by property owners. The draft ordinance would set different rules for camping on developed and vacant property. Camping on land with a residence would generally be limited to 14 days within a two-month period without a permit. Camping on vacant property would require a temporary use permit and generally be limited to 14 days within 4 months. The proposal also covers setbacks, sanitation, camper storage, and enforcement. And township officials say the goal is to prevent campers from becoming unregulated seasonal or permanent residences. Residents raised concerns about property rights and restrictions on smaller lots. The board is expected to revisit the proposal on September 17th. And we will be right back after this message from our sponsor, Popham Flooring.
In today's world, life moves fast, but your home should be a place of charm, clarity, and strength. That's where tile flooring from Popham Flooring comes in. Whether it's bold and modern, soft and neutral, or rich with texture, tile gives your space a clean foundation with personality. It's water-resistant, easy to maintain, and built to last through real life. Pets, kids, spills, and everything in between. In a time where every choice counts, make one that blends beauty with purpose. At Popham Flooring, where they help you bring your vision to life with today's top tile design. Ground your home in something strong, something timeless. Tile floors from Popham Flooring, located west of Bad Axe on M53, or call Popham Flooring at 989-269-7358. Style that sticks, strength that stays.
And we are back, and that was your news for this hour. You can always go to thumbnet.net anytime, anywhere for news, weather, cancellations, obituaries, and more. I'm Tate Servance, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom.